This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
11 officers shot, 5 of them killed. A tense standoff with one of the suspects in that deadly ambush on Dallas police reportedly ended around 2:30 this morning local time. Police tell our affiliate in Dallas that the suspect has been, quote, neutralized. The police chief says that suspect was barricaded inside a parking garage, exchanging gunfire with officers from an elevated position. We don't know if he was shot by police or if he took his own life. Here's a bit of what officers were dealing with.
The suspect that we are negotiating with that has exchanged gunfire with us over the last 45 minutes has told our negotiators that the end is coming. And he's going to hurt and kill more of us, meaning law enforcement, and that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown. So we are being very careful in our tactics.
Again, police tell our affiliate in Dallas, Texas, that the suspect has been neutralized. 3 other people are being questioned, according to the police chief. It all started around 9 last night in downtown Dallas when rifle fire rang out near what had otherwise been a peaceful demonstration against this week's police shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. Again, 11 officers were shot, and of those, 5 have died. 4 are from the Dallas PD. The other, a Dallas transit officer, identified as 43-year-old Brent Thompson, the first officer from that department ever to be killed in the line of duty. He had been on the force since 2009. 3 other officers are expected to recover. They are Misty McBride, Omar Cannon, and Jesus Retana. Right now, police believe the attack was coordinated. The suspects working together with rifles and positioning themselves in strategic locations near the root of the protests. Police are investigating if more people could have been involved. And right now, officials are sweeping the downtown area for explosives. The FAA shut down air traffic over Dallas for a while this morning. A nearby college campus was on lockdown as well.
Hurting. Our profession is hurting. Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness between our police and our citizens.
I want to add that there are public safety officials that protect our cities and our institutions all across America every day that aren't police officers. And we lost one of those last night. A DART officer was one of the victims. And I want to just take a moment and say the professionalism of the DART organization was great. And I appreciate better school police officers, campus college police officers, standing shoulder to shoulder with our police officers. And that's the way we work. Chief Brown told the victims' families last night and the police officers that he was a man of faith, and I'm a man of faith too, and that we need prayers, and prayer is good. So today at 12 o'clock at Thanksgiving Square, a leadership group of interfaith ministers will be leading us in that prayer. I would ask that if you're at your home or at your office or at your school to join us today at noon in that spirit of prayer, to bring our city together and our country together, to heal wounds, not create them. Thank you. Any.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As usual, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. How you can connect with any one of our 280-plus affiliates around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Share Media, also on Red State Talk Radio Network, the Cable Radio Digital Radio Network out of Southern California and around the country. Thank you so much for being with us. Horace Cooper is with us right now. Horace is going to try to bring some sobriety to the situation. He's a legal commentator. I appreciate Horace's brilliant mind and just mental acuity and calmness. And right now, Horace, people are trying to understand James Comey and the legal standing that he had. And, you're a legal guy. You understand this and what he was, the position that he was in. And like so much that has to do with the law, we're so quick, you know, to jump into the fray, and almost as my good friend who is a doctor accuses me of practicing medicine without a license, I think oftentimes we find ourselves, you know, thrown into a situation where we're maybe practicing law without a license. So, give us some understanding, if you would.
Well, I've been concerned, actually for some time, for about 6 to 8 months, that this investigation process was allowed to go forward in a way that would cripple its ability to ultimately reach fruition. When you are serious about an investigation, there are some things that are supposed to happen, and when they don't happen, the lack of seriousness gets in the way. Mm-hmm. The real situation is this. One, Hillary Clinton and her followers have been allowed to say for almost a year that she was not the subject of a criminal investigation. And in fact, she was the subject of a criminal investigation, making her the first potential presidential nominee in American history to be the subject of a criminal investigation. Locally in Fairfax County, near where I live, you are not allowed to have, if you'd like to become a deputy, you're not allowed to have two felony arrests, not convictions. Just you can't have been caught up in an incident in order to maintain the high standards that the law enforcement community here in Fairfax County does. We have said, and we allowed her to say, and her supporters, that this was a security investigation, this was a background check, any number of things besides the reality. The second part of that is there were certain things that were supposed to have been done that would have ensured that this investigation happened in a way that inspires confidence. That second thing is the use of a formal grand jury, not an informal grand jury, and also a specific head prosecutor named for the investigation. even if the FBI director had wanted to announce that they recommended that this case go forward, it appears from the outside it had been already so crippled that what the likely result may have been an indictment, but not a conviction.
Right. Wow.
So here's the situation. The situation is this. With a grand jury, a number of the parties who had been involved in all of this in various aspects would have been required to go before them and have a conversation and answer questions under oath without the benefit of an attorney. What instead happened? Several of the high-profile witnesses were able to share the same attorney and only could be contacted through the attorney or with the attorney present. This last conversation that Hillary Clinton had that lasted perhaps 3 hours, it would not surprise me that more of the time was spent with the lawyer saying, sorry, we got to step out of the room, hold on a moment, and then come back, instead of a series of actual questions being answered. In the event that you go before the grand jury and you say something happened on Tuesday and that you were in Mexico, you don't get to say 6 weeks later, oh, wait a second, now that we see evidence that it wasn't on Tuesday and you weren't in Mexico, oops, I'm sorry, I had a little bit of a lapse, I want to correct that.
Right.
But when there's no grand jury involved, you can. And also, you don't get to find out what other people have said when there's a grand jury. So you'd see a far more serious situation than what we got to see unfold. A number of people sharing a lawyer, all managing to get a story harmonized in a way to minimize any particular individual's accountability. Even with all of that, I still believe the reckless standard that the statute provided was met, but this case was likely capable of finding a much, much more stronger situation and set of facts.
If it had been done in a more serious way, and as you say,
yeah.
In terms of inspiring confidence, that's what I'm concerned about, Horace. Right now, our whole judiciary is in question. It has been lighting bonfires from coast to coast. And then you have this. To me, this just exacerbates the lack of confidence in our judiciary and the whole process. I think that this is a disaster, my humble opinion, for Main Street America.
So last Friday, the day before Hillary had her final meeting with FBI investigators, a Navy seaman pled guilty in federal court to using a camera phone inside a submarine and leaving the submarine without disposing of the pictures. Not that the pictures were shared, not that they were posted, but that he took picture not in a sensitive area.
Mm.
And yet he is going to go to prison. In this case, we have far more damaging. The FBI has identified scores of emails that literally were, in fact, sensitive, either classified or confidential, at the time that the information was being received and forwarded, and thousands ultimately were determined to be subjected to classification, and a reasonable person should have thought, even if they hadn't seen the classification notification, this should have been. That was very reckless.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Horace, I still think that James Comey didn't sleep very well last night. Everybody talks about him being a man of integrity. I don't know necessarily this impugns directly his integrity, but it definitely causes people to question, when they say that he's a good guy, and maybe he is. But I think in this particular case, he didn't serve us well, because instead of, for all the money that we invested and all the manpower we invested to get down to the truth,
this is what we come up with, and this is quite questionable. But again, I appreciate your sobriety and your insight on this as a legal commentator. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace. It's just about 15 after.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great, too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if we could have that sentiment today, huh? I'll tell you, that is thinking outside of ourselves. And it's counterintuitive to the culture that, you know, wants its safe space and, you know, wants it to be all about me. You know, Jeff Stevens is with us right now. And Jeff, I'll bring you on. Jeff is a 2016 political analyst contributor to DailySurge.com and author of Rogue Mission, Jordan Sander thriller. You know, Jeff, we got to get outside of ourselves if we're going to get this country back on track. And maybe, just maybe, with this being 4th of July weekend, maybe we can pause and really begin to consider someone other than our own, you know, selfish desires. What do you think?
Boy, I'll tell you. First of all, thanks for having me back, Bill. And yes, I couldn't agree more. It's ironic that you played that clip because we were having a dinner last night, a bunch of us discussing these issues. And I said, in my lifetime, there are only two presidents who made me really feel great about being an American. I mean, I feel great about being an American, but in terms of leadership,
right.
And one was a Democrat, which was John Kennedy. And with all the mistakes he made in his short tenure, the fact is, at least he created a spirit, and the other one, of course, was Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And since Reagan, there's been such a void of leadership, it's just unbelievable, especially with what's going on in the world today.
Well, Jeff, see if you agree with this with me. My feeling about John Kennedy, I would agree with you if I'd have been there at your dinner party. You and I had been on the same side here. But I thought that what Kennedy and Ronald Reagan did for this country is it gave it a vision, gave it a hope. It refocused, you know, right?
That's the word, vision. There's no vision now. You've got Hillary Clinton, one of two people in a couple who are the most self-serving people. I mean, they're so incredibly self-serving, it's almost beyond belief. I mean, Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on her plane 2 days ago.
Yeah, what's all that about?
And thinking it's okay. Mm-hmm. And the commentators, you know, in mainstream media trying to say, well, they said they didn't discuss the email server, so that's okay.
Right.
I mean, that's like if I'm in the middle of a trial and I go and I take a judge to dinner and we get loaded together and I say, oh, we never discussed the case. We were just having a good time.
Yeah, we're talking about burping grandchildren, you know, because that's what guys do. We talk about burping our grandkids.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Yeah, it's really, it's very, very troublesome. And the thing is, I mean, we've got a president who will not name what the problem is in terms of Islamic extremism. And we've got a country that's a little egocentric. I will say this about America. So when there's an attack in Paris, it hits us very hard because we can relate to Paris. People go to Paris.
Right.
And then when it's in Brussels, they say, well, that's pretty close to England and Paris and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it happens in Turkey. You know, everyone got upset the other day about this horrific attack in the airport. This is about the seventh attack in the last 3 months in Turkey.
Exactly.
And the press barely reports it.
I know. And that's, you know, and that is surprising. A lot of people, I didn't realize they'd, what do you mean you didn't realize they'd been under attack? You're not keeping up with the news or what's going on, but you're exactly right. They're so disconnected, you know, from the situation and all this narrative. I know the president takes exception. Well, you know, you think I can't say radical Islam, like that's the answer. No, what it is, it starts putting us on a trajectory of where we're dealing with reality. And the truth. I mean, you are the same people that told us that it's all about a video in Benghazi. And somehow we're supposed to, continue to believe this stuff you're shoveling our way. I mean, when is America going to stand up, Jeff, and say enough? You know, I mean, even with the Benghazi report, I mean, I am like screaming. The president says he sent out an order to send the military in to save the people in Benghazi. This is the commander in chief, Jeff. He sends out an order, and the order goes unheralded. Nobody responds to it.
He was just ignored because people were busy. I mean, come on.
No, that's not good.
The whole thing is so incredible. That's why Trump, with all of his missteps, at least he's providing some leadership. People are so hungry for that vision. People are so hungry to make America great again that they're going to forgive him a lot of these missteps. And let's face facts. Trump, as you and I have discussed before, is a businessman. He's not a career
politician. Exactly.
He doesn't say the politically correct thing.
Right. And this is going to be part of the challenge for him, you know, because you imagine the grief to happiness ratio with Donald Trump as he looks at this. He looks at politics and he's got this business perspective that says, look it, you lead, follow, or get out of the way. That's not the way it works in the Beltway. They have their own ideology, their own theology of survival that's worked very effectively, and he's going to find out in much the same way as Arnold Schwarzenegger found out in California. In fact,
right.
He probably may call, if he gets elected president, he may call Arnold and say, what was the name of the therapist that helped you during your governorship? Because I need therapy.
That's classic.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Classic. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we're talking again about some things, you know, like there, and I'm so embarrassed. I don't remember the congressman's name who just said he was not going to run for reelection. The reason being that he
Marco
spent
Marco
more
Rubio.
Time fundraising.
Yeah, Marco Rubio.
No, no, not Rubio.
Yeah.
Not a senator, a congressman who said he would not run again because he's so disgusted with the fact that he's got to spend more time fundraising than doing his duty as a legislator.
Mm.
And, you know, the hours they spend just raising money, why do you think there's gridlock in Washington? Because
yeah,
no one's doing their job.
Right.
And
right.
And without leadership, why would they? I mean, look, I like Paul Ryan. What's got to happen here is Trump has got to get with Paul Ryan, and maybe he needs an intermediary. Maybe he needs somebody as powerful as Newt Gingrich to put them together and sit them down and say, look, we had a contract with America once. We need to do a similar thing. We
exactly.
need to give people what
You're
they
exactly right.
need
yep.
to believe in.
You got to give them that vision. You got to let them know what we're shooting for. I mean, this is what made Newt Gingrich and that Congress so effective. I mean, it brought a progressive president to his knees to the point that Bill Clinton had to say the era of big government is over. How could he say that? Because the vision of Newt Gingrich and that Congress, and of course, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, he reaps the benefit. His legacy looks all great and everything. And his wife says, well, he knows something about the economy. Well, yeah, but look who helped him.
Yeah,
no,
he didn't know anything about the economy.
Yeah.
It was Newt Gingrich and 12 years of Reagan Bush. That's
yes.
what happened to Bill Clinton while he was screwing around in the Oval Office.
Right.
I mean, the
and,
fact
that, and now we know from the Secret Service agent, it was with, you know, at least four dalliances that he got involved with. It wasn't just
absolutely.
Monica Lewinsky. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, and then we want to bring that back to the White House one more time. Oh,
yeah.
man, come on.
Yeah, let's get that going again. And, you know, I know that Newt Gingrich is a polarizing figure on some levels, but he is incredibly smart. And he has the knowledge of how things work and how to get things done. That's what we're missing.
Mm.
With Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all of them, they don't know how to get things done. They just know how to make speeches and appeal to the poor. That's what they do.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you almost thought that situation, the good guy, bad guy kind of scenario between Joe Biden and Barack Obama could have worked. But it's like Biden got really neutralized somewhere along the way, because I thought that he could have helped this administration so much relevant to what happened in Congress. And they got this superior attitude that they were the ones, they had all the goods, they didn't need Congress. And, you know, look what we got. We got Obamacare, and we're just liking that, you know, beyond description.
Yeah, and I must tell you that there's also a part of it for me, and I don't mean to sound like paranoid, but I just think that there are things that Obama does that are just so negative. Forget about neutral. He does things that are so negative to this country that Biden couldn't get in his way. He just couldn't stop him. He didn't have
right.
the power or the authority, and he couldn't stop him. And I wish he could have, because I think Biden, although I disagree with almost probably 90% of the things he believes in, I think at least he's a decent guy. I don't feel that way about Barack Obama.
Yeah, Jeff, I understand. I mean, I catch myself in mid-sentence many times and thinking, you know, I'm talking about the President of the United States. I mean, this sounds so disrespectful. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, I mean, even the President admitted himself that one of his biggest failures was that he wasn't able to, you know, build bridges into the other constituency. He didn't have a strong Republican constituency. He didn't have much of any... You know, other than maybe John Boehner, I guess. Maybe they went out and played golf once in a while. But other than that, I mean, he didn't make a lot of friends on the other side. And when you're president, as he said, you know, I'm president of all America, red and blue states. Well, he said that in verbiage, but not in action.
Not in action. He never crossed the aisle. He never
you know,
got it done.
It's too bad. Jeff Stevens has been with us, 2016 political analyst, contributor to DailySurge.com, and author of Rogue Mission on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for detail.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. We got the experts here to talk about the things that you need to know. Getting out of the realm of opinion. Let's get down to the facts here. You know, it's kind of like when I was a kid growing up, Joe Friday was always, ma'am, just give me the facts. Just give me the facts. And this is what we try to do in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads us. Dr. William Fortune is with us right now, New York Times bestselling author. He holds a doctoral degree from Purdue University with a specialization in military history and technology. Dr. Fortune, as always, good to have you with us. Good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live.
It's great to be back. It seems we always have to talk about tough, sad topics when we do get together.
Well, maybe one day we'll just go out and have a cup of coffee and just talk about the family, huh? Wouldn't that be nice? But sadly, here it is. We're going to talk about what happened in Orlando, and then no sooner. I mean, here yesterday we get the attack that at the airport in Istanbul, and as I was mentioning to you, there was a couple. They were coming back from their honeymoon, and they're tweeting, kind of a TikTok tweet of the situation. I mean, they were there when the explosion hit. He was separated from his wife. I think he went up to get some coffee or something in the food court. And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, and he goes running down to find his wife, and she's been injured. And at one point, he tweets out that they've locked themselves in a closet, and they're there for about 45 minutes. You imagine how scared they must have been knowing that they're sitting ducks there in this closet and just worrying who's going to open that closet door.
Well, the whole thing of one degree of separation. And terrorism's reaching out, and it's starting to impact us almost directly. One of my very closest friends was frequently in that club and actually commented to me, I believe it was even before the incident, how that type of place was a death trap. And her nephew was there and left just before the shooting started.
Wow.
So, and then, I was very frustrated yesterday. here we have news coming out about Benghazi, and the response from a political candidate is, there's nothing to see here, let's move on.
Right, exactly.
Then I see a news report saying, the morale of ISIS is dropping and we've retaken Fallujah. What is the seventh battle of Fallujah?
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, all hell breaks loose in Istanbul. We have to wake up. We're at war. This is war, and we better face it.
Well, you know, and they announced this in advance. They said, look, we're going into Ramadan. Attack all areas at any time, any place. We have Orlando. We had a stifled attack in Los Angeles. By the grace of God, we caught the guy.
Yes.
Loaded up. He was all gunned up and ammoed up, ready to create all kinds of havoc there in Los Angeles, the gay parade. And they were able to catch him. And how many other instances that we don't know about that have been stopped here on the homeland. And then you have, this international, probably the third largest airport in Europe is attacked like this. Yes, you're exactly right, Dr. Fortune. It's like, when are we going to wake up to reality here and really do something about it? You know, we can't sit around and play patty cake and accommodate, this kind of radical thinking and think that somehow we're not going to be affected by it.
Well, I think one of the things that brought you and I together, I've been with you before, is, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, I'll throw the book out for 30 seconds. Day of Wrath, I wrote mm-hmm. it 2 years ago, and right. the book was about a real scenario. The Beslan, Beslan massacre. I urge your listeners to look it up. Islamic terrorists seized a school in Russia, murdered over 300 children. My book was about, they're going to go for the soft targets, and they're mm-hmm. here. They're already here. And soft targets are schools, churches, entryways into airports before you get to the security. And we have to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
They're already here. We have a wide open border. If but 0.1% of the people coming across the border have evil intent, that equals thousands of people.
Exactly.
That are it's a fifth column, as you used to say once upon a time, terrorists inside a target and sowing chaos.
Mm.
This ISIS is winning at this moment. We better realize it.
Well, and the thing that gets me a little bit here in the conversation about radical Islam is that if they are citizens here of the United States and they are, as you say, one degree of separation, they're sons and daughters of a parent that previously, came from the Middle East. They may have been associated with some bad players. Somehow they count less when they radicalize. That somehow because they didn't come here, directly from, from Syria to do us damage, that somehow they're homegrown, that it makes a difference. I mean, what difference does it make when they come here and they haven't assimilated into the American way of life and they're not interested in protecting our lifestyle?
Yeah, your comment, what difference does it make? We know
yes.
where that is.
Yes, exactly. Right.
And I have to throw out, where's Western feminism? As Western mm-hmm. feminism is, we're attacking each other. I don't hear Western feminists standing up and saying the treatment of women throughout the world by these types of thugs is barbaric. It's worse than the Middle Ages. And I was appalled at the sudden division in America after Orlando between gay community, it was a hate crime, it was this, it was that one. We should, every single person said those were 49 Americans were murdered.
Mm.
And we're all together in this issue, and we need a robust foreign policy response. We have to wake up. Now, I'm a historian, and only in 1938 we had stood up to Hitler and said, no more.
Mm.
We're going to go in tomorrow. If we had stood up to Japanese imperialism in 1938, the world would not have paid with a price of over 50 million dead in World War II.
Yeah.
You've got to stop it before it starts.
Exactly. Well, and we saw that happen. Let's go back to 1812 when you had the Barbary Pirates. What did our president then, do? I mean, he saw it very clearly, understood it, saw the enemy, went after it, and nipped it in the bud. And now, you think we'd learn a lot from that, but somehow, things get lost in translation. And being a historian, this is why I believe history is so important, Dr. Fortune, because we're not paying attention to the past. And because of that, we are vulnerable to the future.
You know, I compare the world at times to a schoolyard, and all of us grew up with this, the bully in the schoolyard.
Yes.
You're going up to him and wringing your hands and saying, you know, maybe we can be friends. Maybe we can talk about this. Let's learn to relate. I understand your culture that made you into a psychotic bully in third grade. No. It always ended once you finally stood up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tolerate you. Go ahead. I'm going to fight back.
Yeah, I say that we learn those lessons actually back in kindergarten in the first sandbox of life that we enter into, because the bully will show himself, and if we do not take a stand, if the child does not take a stand against the bully in that first interaction in the sandbox of life, then that child is bullied throughout his educational career as long as that bully is around, because he knows, you know, because from kindergarten, it only gets worse. It doesn't get better, you know, right?
Yeah, I teach college, and I'm going to run down three or four things I'd love your listeners to check out.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half left, so let's go ahead.
Okay, go on YouTube. Look up How to Beat Your Wife. It's an instructional video of Sharia law. How to Beat Your Wife. Look up She's Buried Chest Deep. It's about women being stoned to death and gays being murdered. Look up Farfour, F-A-R-F-O-U-R. It's a Barney children's show in which the character is beaten to death by evil Zionists, and the child host is calling on children to go out and become holy martyrs.
Oh, wow.
That's the culture we're fighting against.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as Dr. Fortune is saying, you know, as a nation, we are unprepared. We have a president who does not seem to understand that his number one job is our national security. And if you think not, you know, you can debate it till the cows come home, but all you got to do is look at the fruit. Look at the choices and the decisions and what's happening in this country and how vulnerable we have become to domestic terrorism. William Fortune, New York Times bestselling author, holds a doctoral degree from Purdue University with a specialization in military history and technology. Dr. Fortune, always good to have you with us. Appreciate the time.
Let's have a happy talk next time we get together.
Hey, you got it. Coffee's on me. 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full covered supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, hashtag BMartinezLive. Get involved. Let us know your thoughts. 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Mark Hanna is with us. He's a veteran of John Kerry's and Barack Obama's presidential campaigns and a Democratic political commentator who's appeared regularly on Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, all the usual places. And we're talking about his latest book, The Best Worst President, What the Right Gets Wrong About Barack Obama. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, Mark, I got to tell you, I am so glad to have you on and to have your perspective on Barack Obama, because after all is said and done, there are many people, particularly those on the right, and your book is appropriately titled "What the Right Gets Wrong About Barack Obama," is because they just don't understand, where he's coming from, and I guess maybe it starts with how we perceive America today and where we perceive America going in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, look, I think the president has been kind of what I write is a Rorschach test, basically a way in which we project our own kind of hopes and fears about the country. And this president has stood in a lot of ways for what we perceive the country to be. And the fact that he is kind of has had these triumphs and these wins in terms of the economy and foreign policy that are not getting fully reported or appreciated, I think is unfortunate. I think a lot of the discussion around his legacy, this president has about 6 months left in office now, have been kind of devoid of an actual factual appraisal of the things that this man has accomplished. And all we hear now in our media environment is Donald Trump going out there and saying, this is the worst president we've ever had. And he's getting headlines when he says things like this, but it's really misguiding our political debates in this country.
Well, when, people look at, the fruit of this presidency, for example, the president will come out and say, look at all these jobs that we created. And, we're looking at the numbers and unemployment being at 5%. And we go, well, the only reason we get at 5% is because we take people out of the job market arbitrarily here. And one of the things that I've maintained, Mark, is that we have really a kind of a black market of employees out there. And this black market consists of people who are trying to survive because the economy has been so rough for this extended period of time. I mean, you just can't stop working because you still got to eat, you still got to provide for your family. So what they're doing is they're working under the table. And I don't know what that number is, but I know it's got to be humongous because just anecdotally, you look around and you talk to people and you find out how many people are working under the table. I mean, I'm hearing that quite frequently. So that number set aside, the unemployment number at 5%, which other strategists will say and other economists will say, well, if we looked at the real number and really counted the unemployment rate the way it should, it's probably more double digit than it is single digit. What do you say about that, Mark?
Well, I hear that argument a lot among my conservative friends, and that the labor force, you know, this doesn't take into consideration what they call, the economists call, the labor force participation rate, and that, you know, when you look at the number of Americans who are actually working, not just whether they've signed up for unemployment insurance, the number of Americans is actually working are going down. And that's true. But then, as I show in the book, you know, you pull the curtain back on that conservative criticism, you realize that takes into consideration Americans of every age. And that includes the baby boom generation that is now bowing out of the workforce simply because they're retiring. So if this number is supposed to be going down based on demographics alone, and it should be going down for the next 10 years. If the labor force participation rate starts increasing, that means that, you know, that our grandfathers are starting to sign up as Uber drivers because they can't afford to retire. Mm-hmm. So we have to be careful with, you know, which numbers we pull into our argument. You know, the labor force participation rate is an argument that's been made on the right, but you know, if you're about to go to a 4th of July cookout or a barbecue and you're going to see your conservative family members and you're a liberal, this book is a handbook for making the case for Barack Obama against your Obama hating relatives in a way that is that is respectful, that is
right.
You know, that is substantive, and you know, I grew up with a conservative father, and we had debates at the dinner table every night. Mm-hmm. As long as people say politics isn't the topic of polite conversation, it's always been the topic of conversation in this country. It's part of what makes America so great.
So you're like the opposite of Kirsten Powers. I mean, Kirsten Powers grew up same family, but more Democratic than conservative, I think she said. So you experience your family more of a conservative perspective. But I'm with you, Mark. I'm for, hey, let's deal with reality. What is the truth of the matter here? Can we break this down? Because otherwise, I mean, most people don't want to get into the weeds of this. I mean, you and I, you know, we're political geeks. We're into this stuff. So we're breaking this down six ways to Sunday. And, you know, oftentimes, I talk to people, whether it's conservatives or liberals, and, you know, the depth of their knowledge is about the depth of the bumper sticker on the back end of their car. And that gets frustrating, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And look, I try to write this for an audience of people who aren't just political geeks. So, you know, I try to write this in a way that was, accessible and entertaining to people who, you know, they might read the newspaper, they might pay attention to headlines and listen to your show and follow the news on social media, but they're not geeking out like you and I are on political news all the time. I want this book to be, you know, a fun read for those people as well, and to arm them with some facts and to do it in a way that's kind of entertaining as well.
Right. What about national security? What are we misunderstanding about President Obama on national security?
Well, he gets it from both sides on national security. From my lefty friends, my liberal friends think that, you know, he's basically selling out civil liberties and that he's spying on Americans. And, you know, there's this kind of hacktivist conscience of the Edward Snowden fans. And then from the right, he's getting it because he basically, you know, one of his junior staffers once said to a reporter, the president leads from behind. And that was picked up by a lot of conservative critics as a kind of motto, like you said, a bumper sticker of the Obama presidency. The reality is there's a big debate over whether leaders respond to reality or create their own reality. This president, I think, errs on the side of responding to reality, responding to the complexity of the world as it exists. If we saw the previous president, we saw the excesses of trying to create our own reality, right? Go into Iraq because there were supposedly weapons of mass destruction there, and that Saddam Hussein was supposedly tied to the 9/11 attackers. We saw what happens, the absolute chaos and destruction that occurs when we try to, you know, act like an empire and respond to our own reality. The president actually has tried to protect America's national security and its national interests abroad in a way that's playing chess rather than, well, as Donald Trump is doing, playing dodgeball, I think. And, you know, the president doesn't get the credit he's due when it comes to foreign public opinion. the vast majority of our allies, whether it's Great Britain or France or Germany or Japan, Mexico, like they have a higher opinion of American leadership in the world than they did when George Bush was president. I think he gets denied that sometimes.
Yeah, because I don't think it's translating. You know, we're not, and maybe because, you know, conservative media is so antithetical to this that we're not getting the memo on this. And so when the president says this, it really divides the country because only half of him, you know, half of the country believes that what he's saying is so, that somehow the stature of America is better than it was under George W. Bush.
Yeah, I mean, you have conservatives out there saying, oh, you know, Israel and America are now, they used to be friends and now we're enemies, and or that we've alienated Israel. The truth is, the president and Benjamin Netanyahu don't have the best, you know, warmest relationship, but we both, the bond that exists between the United States and Israel is unshakable. Mm-hmm. And so they're, yeah, but broader to your, more sort of directly to your point, yeah, we've segregated ourselves in this country on some level where the liberals are only talking to liberals and conservatives are only talking to conservatives. And so our sense of reality is totally warped. It used to be the case that we had a fundamental shared understanding of reality, and then we had a different political perspective on that. Now our understanding of reality is completely separated from each other's. And that's what I try to remedy with this book, and I think you're able to do on your show as well, is to at least agree on the basic terms of the game, or the status, the state of the union, and then we can debate what the cures are for the country's ills. We just have to agree on what those ills are. You know, the economy is bad, and now it's better, and it still isn't perfect. And I don't want liberals to think it is. You know,
well, certainly we need to be able to communicate one with another. To your point, Mark. And even the president brought out, he says, well, look, we're talking at each other. We're not talking with each other. And when he said that, I said, okay, I think you bring out an excellent point. So demonstrate to the people. You're the leader of the people. Demonstrate what that looks like. And it would have been nice if the president could have taken it over. Maybe he's just able. I mean, after all, we're all human. I'm not expecting him to be perfect. And I think maybe some conservatives expect our presidents to be perfect. I mean, he's a human being. He's like the rest of us. We don't have it all together. So,
I think
go ahead.
You're making an excellent point, Bill. And frankly, the president came out recently and said that was one of the main regrets of his presidency. He came into the presidency saying there's not a blue states and red states. We're United States. He says he hasn't been able to bridge those divides in a way that he had hoped. And I do think you're absolutely right that, you know, we're fooling ourselves if we think the power of the presidency is so great that it can kind of heal our divides. I mean, this president has, when he took office, said he wants to disagree without being disagreeable, and he made some gestures toward bipartisan cooperation. Of course, I think it's the congressional Republicans who have been more obstructionist than at any point in our history going back to Harry Truman. We've seen that, and I show that in the book, the kind of they've accomplished less and stonewalled this president on more than any other.
Well, Mark, we're out of time, but let's keep the conversation going, okay? Mark Hanna, his book, The Best Worst President, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices.